This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A funeral for Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny this morning in Moscow. The AP's Karen Shamas.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. I'm Karen Shamas.
It's still unclear how Navalny died. The big Smokehouse Creek fire in the Texas Panhandle has killed two people. It's the largest wildfire ever in Texas. An attempt to serve an eviction notice has ended tragically outside Kansas City. The AP's Jennifer King.
Police in Independence, Missouri say a Jackson County court worker, Drexel Mack, was trying to serve an eviction notice when he was fatally shot. Responding to a 911 call, two city police officers responded to help him and were also shot, one fatally.
They were met with gunfire.
Independence Police Chief Adam Dustman.
Officer Cody Allen served this community not once but twice. As an Independence police officer, he is a hero.
The suspect sustained minor injuries and is in custody. Dustman said the second officer underwent surgery and is expected to recover. Audio courtesy KMBC. I'm Jennifer King.
They're getting ready for a lot of snow in parts of the West. Up to 10 feet of snow forecast for the Sierra Nevada by the weekend. The latest layoffs. Electronic Arts is cutting hundreds of employees as layoffs in the tech and gaming sector continue. This is AP News. A warning about election security.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is warning of the growing potential for foreign meddling in this year's elections. He says it's something the U.S. has confronted before.
But this election cycle, the U.S. will face more adversaries moving at a faster pace and enabled by new technology.
Wray told a national security conference advancements in artificial intelligence raise particular concern.
Advances in generative AI, for instance, are lowering the barrier to entry, making it easier for both more and less sophisticated foreign adversaries to engage in malign influence, while making foreign influence efforts by players both old and new more realistic and more difficult to detect.
Wray suggested the FBI will be sharing information about the threats it sees this year. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.